Nadia and Frank show, Alice Cooper's new movie, Super Duper Alice Cooper. It just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival and is going to be in select theaters in L.A. on April 29th. Also, Alice is going to be touring with Motley Crue this summer and will be at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater on July 22nd. And I think we have Mr. Cooper on the phone with us. Hello, Alice Cooper.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Alice.
How you doing, man?
Heidi. I was just listening to your show on the way in.
As far as doing the chores at home, I mean, you're married, right? With kids?
Yeah, 38 years.
38
Congratulations.
Years.
That's awesome.
What job has been assigned to Alice Cooper as far as a household chore?
You know, my mom still lives with her. We live in Arizona, and we have this great big hacienda kind of place there, and so my mom lives there. She's the indestructible force. And it's one of these, hey, superstar, take out the garbage. You know, so that's the kind of respect I get around my house. No, you know, I do the cars. My wife does the house. It's that kind of thing. And, you know, the kids are now all over the place. So, you know, it's really easy. My wife teaches ballet and I play golf in the morning. So we both.
That is the life, Alice.
That is the life. Alice Cooper is a great golfer. I saw him play several times at the LAPD Celebrity Golf Tournament. And are you? What's your handicap? You still scratch?
I'm four handicapped.
Four.
You
gotta
give me two aside now. Yeah.
So, but he's out living the life in Arizona where the weather's nice all the time. And so you golf every morning, huh?
Every day. I have an addictive personality. So I have to, when I find something that I like, I have to do it. You know, and I started looking back and I go, you know, everything that I'm so addictive. I've been married 38 years. I've never cheated on my wife, right?
Yeah.
But it's like I play golf 6 days a week.
You're addicted to fidelity. Look at you.
Yeah, he does drop it in 18 holes a day, but he never cheats.
I saw that coming.
Alice Cooper's on the phone with us.
I drive a 63 Studebaker Avanti, okay? So I don't know what that says about me.
Ooh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Speaking of golf, have you ever gotten a hole in one, Alice?
I have four.
You have four holes in one.
Yeah.
Four hole in ones and three double eagles.
My God.
Wow.
Impressive. Do you play, Heidi? Do you play?
You know what? I'm so bad. I'm pretty sporty. I'm pretty decent at most sports, but golf is just one of those things that makes me super frustrated. And instead of plowing through and trying to get good, I just go, God, forget it. I hate this. And I go home.
That's part of the addiction.
Yeah. But I like the beer in the golf cart aspect of it all. That I do like.
If you hit three good shots, you're addicted forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, your addictive personality. Do you cover any of that in the documentary, Super Duper Alice Cooper?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's parts of the whole documentary is basically Jekyll and Hyde, you know, and we really avoided the talking head thing, you know, where you hear Elton John or you hear Iggy Pop or something, but you don't see them. It's all very graphic in there. But at the same time, it's based on the fact that there's me, and then there's the character I play, Alice Cooper. And it ends up that I had the problem. The monster was not the problem. I was the problem. You know, the monster never got drunk or the monster never got high. He was always working. It was always me the other 22 hours that had all the problems.
So what, you just didn't know when to turn off the monster?
Yeah, the monster was great. He would, you know, when I went to the hospital, the doctor finally says, well, so how much does Alice drink on stage? And I went, oh, it never drinks on stage. And he said, well, if you're doing a movie, how much do you drink? I never drink when I'm doing it. So I realized that when I was working as Alice, I never touched anything. But the other 22 hours, you know, I was drinking all day. Yeah. But I was on that Dean Martin golden buzz. I wasn't a falling down drunk. I was the most functional alcoholic.
You just maintained.
Now, was that because, I mean, like you said, you had the stage show planned, you were working, and it was you're putting on the show, but then the other hours of the day when people would run into Alice Cooper, you felt like you had to be somewhat that guy they saw on stage, so you try to maintain this buzz?
There was that gray area of where do I start and where does Alice end? You know, I mean, I never quite figured that out till I got sober, you know. But, yeah, there was an expectation of, oh, there's Alice Cooper. He's, you know, he's probably got a snake with him.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a pressure.
A haunted mansion somewhere. Whereas I was much more Ozzie Nelson than Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm. You were there in your khakis and golf shirt, and, you know, they had no idea. I'm sure the first time you saw Alice Cooper on the golf course, it was probably without the eye makeup and the crazy outfit. You were probably like, holy cow, there's Alice Cooper in a pair of khakis. Like, that would be weird, I would imagine.
It really was. And for a long time, I was a really good bet, you know, because nobody knew I was a stick. Nobody knew that I was a hired gun out there. So I had the hair down to my waist, you know, and Alice Cooper, you know, he can't play. You know, and I'd shoot like 74, 75. So everybody wanted me on their team because I was a perfect hustle, you know.
Well, in this trailer for, we saw the trailer for Super Duper Alice Cooper, and I can't even imagine what the movie's like. I was exhausted in a good way watching the trailer, and Frank and I are looking at each other like, how is he still alive? Like all the partying and the stage shows, unbelievable.
Yeah, I was in that golden age of rock and roll where you did two albums a year and then you toured the rest of the time. But, you know, when you're 24, 25, 26, we proved to the world that a band could live on beer. I mean, you don't need food, you don't need sleep, you really only needed beer. And it was that sort of golden age where everybody from, you know, Bowie and Led Zeppelin and the Stones, it was just an ongoing party. And the idea was to survive it.
And when you had, I mean, obviously you're known for the stage shows that you put on, and you're going to be touring with Motley Crue this summer. What can fans expect for Alice Cooper's stage antics this summer?
It's, you know, it's probably more all out now than it was then.
What, Alice? Oh, my God.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, the stage show now is even more intense than it was then, and more fun. A lot more fun to do. I surround myself with the best band there is, you know, and you go to all those great songs that you go to. And then on top of it, I get to play this Hannibal Lecter, you know, arrogant villain up there, mm-hmm. Alice Cooper. So, I mean, I look forward to it every night.
No, it's going to be a great show. You guys are going to be at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater on July 22nd. Alice Cooper touring with Motley Crue. And the movie, the new movie, Super Duper Alice Cooper, it's doing well. Tribeca Film Festival.
Congrats.
And it's also going to be in select theaters on April 29th out here in Los Angeles. Yeah, congrats on everything, man. And when you're ever out here from Arizona, stop in and say hello, okay?
Hey, you know what? I listen to your show all the time. Frosty is where?
He's in San Francisco now. He went with the AM radio route. He wanted to talk politics.
Really?
Yeah,
we're still just a couple of goofballs.
Yeah, we still like fart jokes.
I listen to your show all the time, I swear. And in Phoenix, I don't know if you're on in Phoenix now, but, I mean, I listen every morning. And it's so weird because I never listen to talk radio. But I'm not just saying this because it's you guys, but I really think your show is funny.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you so
much,
Alice.
Wow, we got Alice Cooper's seal of approval.
There's the endorsement.
I love it.
Thank you, man. Follow Alice on Twitter, @RealAliceCooper, and definitely go see Super Duper Alice Cooper. And if you get tickets, I mean, you must see Alice Cooper and Motley Crue at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. That's going to be ridiculous.
Good show, yeah.
And I better not see Heidi in a Lamborghini, because...
Thank you, Alice. Take care, man.
See ya.
See ya.